Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Rod Stutz, along with Tokyo Rosenthal, who just happened to stumble in again today. Day in a row. What do you got going here?
Well, I stumbled in because, as you know, Thursday nights we do the show at the Pittsburgh Roadhouse that we record for here, and I haven't been to sleep.
Yeah, well,
I just stayed up. I get so charged by doing the show that I stayed up, figured I'd get in the car, come by here. And
keeping musician hours.
Yeah. You know. Well, you know what musician hours are. And also, I'm back in the studio.
Yeah, you're recording a new album, aren't you?
Yeah. It's called Afterlife, which may be appropriate or inappropriate. We'll see what happens by the time it comes out.
Well, if the album dies, you know.
If I'm still here, you know it's futuristic.
Yeah.
We're having a lot of fun with it. Recording over at Chris Stamey's studios. Mm-hmm. You all know Chris Stamey from the DBs, Chapel Hill legend.
Been around a long time.
Yeah. And I love he's my guru. And having a lot of fun recording this record, and it'll be coming out probably, though, not until March of 2015. Mm-hmm. And first new album in 2 years, so I'm excited. Keeps me out of the house.
Tokyo, your radio show is on the air Saturday night and Sunday night, 8 o'clock on WCHL.
8 o'clock, the best in Americana music live. These are live performances from people from all over the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So tune in, and I guess, you know, we've been asked to come back and do season number 3, so I guess people are liking it, so if you haven't tuned in, please do.
Invitation is always open for you to come in and do a clean joke, so I'm happy you stumbled in today.
Stumble being the key word. My mom just moved down to Chapel Hill.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
So I've got my mom in the neighborhood. First time I've been in driving distance of her in 30 years.
Wow.
Along with my stepdad, and he stumbled. You mentioned the word stumbled, and it brings this thought, because he had to run over to the hospital. My mother right away, he stumbled, fell on the floor. She's dialing 911, so I had to go visit him over there.
Oh,
fortunately, everything's okay now.
That's good.
But I entered the elevator at the hospital, and there was this disheveled-looking man behind me carrying ceramic blue baby booty filled with carnations. So he was obviously, you know, going to visit his newborn.
Wait a minute. Ceramic blue baby booty filled with carnations.
There you go.
All right. So make sure I had it right.
One more time?
No, that's all right.
Are you sure?
All right.
I smiled at him knowingly what he was about to do, having had children myself, and I said, "Does he look like you?" And he just looked at me and he says, "I hope not. I just deliver the flowers."